Thailand really came up on the radar over the last 3 years, essentially arising out of a agri-business trade mission that I participated in 2013. And Thailand's well recognised for its food manufacturing standards, particularly in chicken and poultry. And we thought there was a real opportunity to leverage that food manufacturing expertise and their desire to become the kitchen of the world and create a supply chain partnership opportunity that benefits Western Australia and Thailand as a fully integrated supply chain.
What's the Thai beef industry like?
Relatively small, somewhere in the order of 5 million to 7 million head. The market itself within Thailand, there's a range of markets from the traditional wet style markets for traditional hot pot type cooking methods and typically exhibits the nine to $10 price average for those cuts of beef, but right through to premium cuts within supermarkets, typically imported beef that can retail in the order of up to $60, $70 a kilo.
How many WA cattle do they already import?
In 2050, there was an export of approximately 9,000 head. The processing facility at the processing facility level is quite basic, and there has been some recognition that this fully integrated supply chain would offer great benefits for the Thailand beef industry and really trying to capture those regional markets and re-export opportunities with a fully world-class accredited facility.
Just how big an importer of Western Australia cattle could Thailand become?
The feasibility study modelled a facility in a supply chain that was in the order of 100,000 head. So it must be remembered that's targeting cattle, feeder cattle that are already within the live export supply chain, but not in a dedicated facility. It really depends on the target markets that we're being aimed at fulfilling. I know there's some other models within some other countries utilising Australian cattle that operate on significantly lower numbers of that and still very viable because they have a very targeted market, so down to the order of 20,000, 30,000 head per annum.
And what about price? How much can producers expect in the live export trade to Thailand?
To forecast particular price points is always very dangerous. We're at a historically high level for live export cattle and beef generally. We see a very strong fundamental global demand outlook for beef and the rise in tourism as well. But of course, the price is determinant on so many factors. So,
what do the Thais make of this? Are they as keen as we appear to be?
Very much so. The Thailand government, as evidenced by the physical presence of the Canberra-based Thailand ambassador at this seminar, the whole basis is on a partnership approach that we're both trying to facilitate and very much predicated on a win-win basis. So absolutely very, very supportive of this work.